Until 1997, men having consensual gay sex could be arrested, tried, and convicted for doing so. The UK has recently taken steps to expunge convictions for consensual gay sex, and there are now calls for similar legislation to be enacted in Australia. The Wire's Lauren Gillin found out more.
In Victoria, expunging convictions for consensual gay sex is not merely a case of righting previous wrongs. Men with these convictions may be barred from working as police or corrections officers or with children. In every jurisdiction except Victoria, there is what's called spent conviction legislation, meaning a person does not have to disclose certain convictions for minor criminal offences, usually if they occurred more than 10 years ago. Victoria does not have similar legislation. Past convictions can show up on a criminal record check. I spoke with Paula Gerber, Associate Professor at Monash Law School and Deputy Director of the Castion Centre for Human Rights Law. She says it's hard to know how many men have these convictions.
Police records at that time were not as accurate and complete as they are now, perhaps, because obviously computers weren't being used around that time. And the second reason is that the individuals concerned, this is not something they want to talk about. This is something that they're trying to hide. So we really don't know the extent of the problem. We've got a few anecdotal stories that I've heard, but that's all we know.
And what are those stories? Like, have you heard of this affecting anyone's life in the present? Has it stopped anyone from getting a job, anything like that?
Third hand, I've heard of people who have, decided that they're not going to volunteer for roles, for example, that involve working with children because that would require a police check, and others who just, know that they can't apply for certain types of jobs, be it teacher, police officer, prison officer, working with persons with disabilities or children, because they have a fear that this is going to come up on a compulsory police record check.
Ms. Gerber says police forces should actively work to automatically expunge past convictions.
I'd suggest that it should just be automatic, that this sort of conduct should never have been criminalised, and all the records, all the convictions should just be expunged without someone having to front up at a police station and put in a formal application to have their record cleaned up. And it does require a bit of rigour on the part of the police to identify these records and remove them. And then it would give the people affected the confidence that they can go apply for whatever job they want, or for, volunteer positions that might require police checks, confident that this isn't going to appear on their record. It's not that politicians are deliberately ignoring this problem or whatever. I think it's something that really hadn't been thought about and considered in any serious way. And that is because the people who suffer from these convictions are not jumping up and down and making a big stink about it, because it's something they're trying to forget, or they're embarrassed by, or they don't want to bring all this up again. And of course, in addition to the practical consequences of this, such as not being able to apply for the job you might want to go for, there may also be mental health issues as well, that this can lead to depression or certainly negatively impact on your self-esteem and sense of well-being, because you have a criminal record for simply, making love to the person that you choose to. So the people who are most directly affected by this are not the ones who are jumping up and down and advocating. It's about righting a past injustice and a past wrong. This is a human right or a human wrong that needs to be dealt with and corrected to remove this once and for all.
The Wire has contacted Victoria Police for comment, but they are yet to reply at the time of broadcast.